أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. In the previous ayats we read about the revelation of the Quran Sharif and how Allah Ta'ala had promised to protect the Quran Sharif, and that Allah Ta'ala is the guardian of the Quran in every aspect, and the relevance of that with the rest of the surah, which speaks of the day of Qiyamah, the Akhirah, is that as Allah has protected the Quran not only in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was a definite proof of Allah's great protection, how Allah can protect something. And it was enough for the non-believers to see that this Quran Sharif, that without learning it off, Allah Ta'ala protected it in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more than 1400 years now, how the Quran Sharif is protected in the whole world. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, koi nahi, not at all. This is not at all that the non-believers cannot comprehend the day of Qiyamah. It's not that they can't understand that there has to be a final day, a day of judgment. It isn't that they can't comprehend it, and neither is it that Allah Ta'ala hasn't provided sufficient proof of it. Various ways Allah Ta'ala has given the proof that the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, will definitely take place. But what is the reason that they don't want to accept and they don't believe in Akhirat? What has blinded them so much? بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ پَرْ تُمْ چَاہْتِ ہو جو جَلْدْ آئے. You want the things, immediate benefits. You don't look further than your nose. You don't see the future. You only want immediately what is your benefit. That is what you are looking at. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that one of the reasons why people, the non-believers, why they don't believe in Akhirah, is that they just want to fulfill their own desires. They want to live a life of their enjoyment and pleasure, and they don't want to see what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains that one of the reasons is that man always, he just wants the shortcut, the easy way out. And this applies to all of us in different ways, which we have to try and protect ourselves. Like, for example, a traffic inspector stops us for speeding. The easy way out is just to give him a bribe and everything is over. And the other way is that you do it the right way. You take your ticket, though you go through the difficulties, you go and pay it, or you pay it over the internet, whatever it is. Or if you are speeding so much and you have to be locked up for the night, then also that also you accept. But we would prefer the easy way out and just give him a bribe and just get out of it. Many other things. That for many things that we just take out an easy way, we want the immediate, easy solution, whether it is right or wrong, but that is what we just want. For example, also we have to think, for many things, like we go for Umrah, then we have to have the yellow card. One is to go the proper way, to take our injections, everything, and one is we just get a yellow card, and then we just go with it, and our work is done. So in many things we fall prey to this, that just what is the immediate thing we want to do, and we don't see what is the actual, the correct thing that has to be done. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ اور چھوڑتے ہو جو دیر میں آئے. And you don't want to do that which is going to finally come. That is, go the correct route and then get the final good results. And the immediate results are usually the wrong ones that we do. And immediately it seems to solve our problem, eventually we land ourselves in bigger problems. And if we choose the right way, immediately it seems that we have put ourselves in difficulty, but eventually we will get salvation. And on the day of Qiyamah, another aspect which Allah Ta'ala explains will be وُجُوهٍ يَوْمَيْذٍ نَاظِرًا. Kitne muh us din taaza hai. On the day of Qiyamah, there were those people who preferred the day of Qiyamah, went through the difficulties of this dunya's life, whatever it might be, in various things that they went through it, then on the day of Qiyamah, their faces will be lightened up. They will be bright and happy, looking at ila rabbiha nazira. Ya apne rab ke taraf dekhne wale. They will be seeing Allah and they will be extremely joyous and happy, and that will be then forever and ever, forever in the akhirah. And on the other hand, the people will be divided in two groups on the day of Qiyamah. The other group, وَوُجُوهُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرًا. Or kitne muh us din udhas hai. And there will be many faces that will be blackened and that will be sad and sorrowful. No matter how much they try and force a smile, there is no question that even a smile will come on their face. And they will be very, very sorrowful on that day. And not only that they will be so sorrowful, تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاطِرًا. خیال کرتے ہیں کہ ان پر آئے جس سے ٹوٹے کمر. And now they will know that now such a punishment is going to come on us that is going to break our backs. That is a proverbial thing, like when a person faces so much problems, he says, my back is broken. That is, I'm completely destroyed. Like that. So yeah, Allah has given us this. This is a testing period that Allah is testing us. Are we just looking for the easy, the shortcuts, the wrong cuts, and getting away with things, or are we keeping Qiyamah? Also, ulama have written here that one of the problems of man is that he hardly thinks of akhirah. He hardly thinks of the qabr. Today, if we go for a mayyat also, we'll find generally discussions taking place, but we don't focus on the qabr, we don't focus on the akhirah. If you go for taziyat to a mayyat house also, the people who will be talking there, they will be talking about this dunya, the illness the person suffered, what he went through, but what is the day of Qiyamah, akhirat, where that person is gone to, which is the real life, that unfortunately we hardly focus on that. And it is very necessary that a person focuses on that and corrects his life, repairs and repents and corrects himself. May Allah give us all tawfiq.